Now, another interesting point is that for the Yahoo packet to be beaten, the NSA must impersonate Yahoo. This is a really important detail because what it tells us is that they are essentially conscripting Yahoo and saying that they are Yahoo. So they are impersonating a US company to a US company user, and they are not actually supposed to be in this conversation at all. And when they do it, then they, of course, basically, if you're using Yahoo, you're definitely going to get owned. So, and I don't just mean that in that Yahoo is vulnerable, they are, but I mean people that use Yahoo tend to, maybe it's a bad generalization, but you know, they're not the most security conscious people on the planet. They don't keep their computers up to date, I'm guessing, and that's probably why they love Yahoo so much. They also love CNN.com, which is some other, I don't know what that says, it's like a sociological study of compromise.